From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A British member of parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed in northern England, according to UK officials today. Jo Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two and member of the opposition Labour Party, was shot and reportedly stabbed near Leeds today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody, and West Yorkshire officials say they believe no further arrests will be made. With 1 week before the EU referendum, campaigning has been cancelled across the United Kingdom tonight. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered this statement about the country's loss.
She was a bright star, no doubt about it, a star for her constituents, a star in Parliament, and a star right across the House. And we've lost a star, but above all, I'm thinking of her husband, Brendan, the children, the family, and her constituents, who will be feeling this huge sense of loss tonight. And I think it's right we stop the campaigning activity. We think of them and think of what they've lost.
A spokesman for the rival group backing the so-called Brexit says its group has also stopped campaigning for the day. President Obama is in Orlando, Florida today, site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded another 50 plus. Mr. Obama will meet with some of the victims and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. VOA correspondent Cindy Sain is with the president and talked with us about what the president's mission in the Central Florida state is.
Well, he said he wants to show the people of Orlando that the country stands with them, that members of the LGBT community, that they are not alone, and that the whole country stands in solidarity with them as they seek to recover and to heal after this mass shooting.
American-born mass shooter Omar Mateen killed at the site. This is VOA.